You're listening to Fresh FM. Next is On the Hustings, a show profiling campaign messages for candidates from right across Te Tau Ihu, the top of the south, and the upcoming local body elections.
My name is Deborah Daliesi. I'm standing to be your council representative here in Blenheim. Mum Monica was one of nine from a dairy farm in Havelock. Dad was an Italian immigrant who became mayor of Picton at just 29. I'm so grateful I grew up in Blenheim. Going to St Mary's and Marlborough Girls, representing Marlborough in netball, drama productions in the old Boathouse Theatre, cruising the town on late nights Friday and then off to the Capri, hoping to meet boys. Holiday jobs pulling garlic and waitressing in the Masonic. It was a great life. What have I done since? I left to study economics and accounting at Victoria University. I had a successful career in finance, both overseas and here in New Zealand. Sadly, my husband got brain cancer and I was left alone to raise three children under the age of six. I know something about adversity and rebuilding lives. For 10 years, I advocated for other patients, ensuring they were listened to and included in the design of health services that would affect them. I served on seven local and national boards, so I know what it takes to get ideas heard and get things done. I gained experience in meeting and representing people from all walks of life. Professionally, I've spent 20 years in tourism, health, and for both Auckland and Massey universities. Why am I standing? With my children grown, I was able to return home to Marlborough permanently. I cared for my father in his last year of life. Constantly, he reminded me that it is important to contribute, not just to your own family, but to the community that raised you. I want to ensure that Marlborough is a place where no one falls short of life's essentials. Why vote for me? I have vision. I can see the big picture. I'm a great researcher and I'm able to connect people and their ideas. I understand money from my days in finance. I will bring to the council the perspective of the ratepayers and all stakeholders. I will listen, learn, and seek your ideas and solutions to what will make Marlborough grow. I genuinely care and want to be involved in Marlborough's future. As just an ordinary member of the public, I have attended over a dozen council meetings in the last few years. I know what I'm getting into. This is my third year on the Marlborough Council's Community Grants Committee. I've worked professionally with the aged, youth, cultural and disability sectors to ensure that their voice is heard. As manager of the Multicultural Centre, I've connected across many cultures and numerous community agencies operating here in Blenheim. My focus is to preserve and develop Marlborough so its people and our land can thrive, financially, culturally and environmentally. Prudent spending but visionary planning is needed for the long-term growth. Access to healthy homes and a vibrant town centre are crucial. Our health is determined by good water, good housing, sanitation, and social integration where we can care for each other. I want to bring your fresh perspectives and thinking to the council table, and where necessary, we will challenge the status quo. As ratepayers, everyone deserves a sense of ownership, responsibility, and possibilities this region provides. We must retain local decision-making for our local issues. We need to be able to be flexible and respond to immediate issues and needs, rather than have central government deciding this for us. Together, let's make Marlborough thrive. I'm here to represent you. This is your town, your voice, your vote. Deborah Daliesi.
That was On the Hustings, with information about candidates and their message to voters in the upcoming local body elections. If you want to listen to podcasts of these and other candidates in our region, go to our website, freshfm.net, and type in On the Hustings. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to cast your vote.